Ladies and gentlemen, children's ministry pastors, leaders, and volunteers, it's time again for another episode of Children's Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the creator of Kidology.org and his faithful sidekick, Gus. In our last episode, Carl and Gus began discussing the definition of a kid, as well as how to add fun to your ministry. In our third episode, they continue unpacking Carl's definition and provide some insightful ways that you can show love to kids. So set aside that lesson plan as we join Carl and Gus.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah?
I got an itch behind my left eye. Can you scratch that for me?
Sure.
Great thing about being a puppet. Huh? Oh, thanks. If you got an itch inside your head, you got someone to scratch it.
Yeah, we don't usually get itches inside our heads. Anyway, we're already recording.
Oh, it's time for the Children's Ministry Podcast.
That's right. I'm your host, Carl, and this is my trusty sidekick, Gus.
The real reason you're listening, I know.
All right. Last week, we talked about our definition of kids and how they're a unique individual who wants fun but needs love.
Yeah, we talked about being funny and doing the unexpected and trying things that are new.
And today we're going to focus on how to really make kids feel loved.
All right, and it's an acronym again.
That's right. We're going to go through the letters L-O-V-E. Let's start it with the letter L.
I know what it is.
What?
Give them licorice.
Give them licorice?
Yeah. If you give a kid licorice, he definitely knows that you love him.
All right, well, that's probably a good thing to do. But the L is to learn about them.
Oh,
see, when you get to know someone, that's one of the best ways that you communicate that you love them. People you don't love, you don't know a lot about. And people that you love, you can't wait to learn more about them and to get to know them better.
Well, how do you get to know a kid? I mean, you ask them questions and they just go, or they give you yes, no answers.
Well, one of the acronyms that I learned from someone years ago,
wait a minute! Is this another acronym?
Yeah, this is an acronym that you can use in your mind as you're getting to know someone, whether it's an adult or a child, to kind of find out where they're from and the acronym is from.
Wait a minute, we're doing an acronym within an acronym?
Yeah.
So we're doing an acronym of love, and under the L is another acronym?
Yeah,
an acronym within an acronym. Oh my goodness, my brain is starting to smoke.
All right, well, it's a very simple one, and I have found it very helpful when I'm trying to get to know someone. The F is family. You simply ask them questions about their family. People love to talk about their family. To learn about their mom and their dad. With kids, you'll find out maybe whether they're divorced, their parents are together, or they have several parents. You know, a lot of tough home situations. You ask about their brothers and sisters.
I bet with kids, you could even ask about their pets.
That's right, because pets are a part of a kid's family. All right, then the R is recreation. You ask people, you know, what do they do for fun, and what do they enjoy doing?
You could ask a kid, like, what do they like to do after school?
That's right.
Or what their favorite video game is.
Very good.
Yeah, or sports maybe that they're in.
Very good. All right, so ask about their family, ask about their recreation. The O is occupation.
Wait a minute, there's no child labor in this country.
All right, well, occupation is usually what I use with adults. But with kids, you can ask about their hobbies or their sports or the things that they're into. What do they enjoy doing? And then the M is the trickiest one.
Uh-oh, it's a big word.
It's motivation. Now, with adults, you go a totally different direction. With kids, when I get to motivation part of the conversation, I talk about their dreams. What would they like to do when they grow up? If they had $1 million, what would they buy?
Oh, man, I could think about that for the rest of the podcast.
All right, you just keep thinking about that. But learn about kids, all right? Learn about their family, their hobbies. The more you get to know someone and the more that they know that you know them and are interested in them, the more that they will feel loved.
You forgot a major thing.
I did?
Yes, learn their names.
That's right. It's very important to learn people's names. In fact, that's why in my children's church service, I've always had them wear name tags so that I can call a kid by name.
Yeah, you don't really feel loved when the teacher goes, hey, you, kid with the red spiky hair. And I'm like, yo, my name is Gus. I only told you that last week and the week before and the week before.
So yes, name tags come in very handy. So the L is learn about them. Make an effort to get to know the kids. I've even passed out surveys to kids at the beginning of the year and turned them into prayer cards where I've had them give them a picture of me and tell me about their hobbies and their family and their interests and their prayer requests, and then use that as just how you pray for your kids, and you'll get to know them. And you'll find the Lord will bring to memory things from those prayer cards or prayer sheets when you're interacting with them.
Wow, that must really amaze them when you know something about their life.
It does, and they feel loved. The O is give them donuts. Give them donuts? That doesn't even start with the letter O.
Yeah, but there's not many words that start with the letter O, but O's look like donuts. And I don't know about you, but I love donuts. And if you gave me a donut, I would feel very loved, especially a Krispy Kreme.
All right, all right. Well, the O is to observe them.
Observe them? Oh, a good kinologist observes his subject.
Yes, but by observe them, I mean don't be so about your program and your agenda and your lesson that you don't stop to actually open your eyes to them. I mean, look at their attitude. Look at how they're feeling.
Yeah, it doesn't do a lot of good if you're being really funny and the kid's dog just died.
That's right. So be sensitive to kids who may be coming sad, they may be tired, and sometimes even just getting down and saying, hey, you look like you're having a rough day today. Is everything okay? They might even give you an answer. But when you express that you notice that and say, hey, I'm so glad you're here and I'm sorry you're having a rough day. I hope you'll feel better by the end of our lesson. Then to follow up with them. You also can observe their stuff.
Their stuff.
Yeah, if kids brought toys, you should notice that and you should interact with them about those toys. Ask about them.
Tell about the toys that you have.
Yes, and if it's a Happy Meal toy that they got at some fast food place, to interact with them, tell them about the one that you got. Maybe they're wearing some shirt or clothes that have a sports team or a TV show or a movie on it. And when you talk about that with them, it shows that you're interested in them and you're engaged in them. All right, so think about their attitude, their feelings, their stuff. Just be observant of them. Because when we don't love someone, we're oblivious to how they're doing and how they're feeling. But when we love them, we're engaged and we notice things.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, what's next? The letter V?
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, don't give them veggies.
Don't give them veggies.
Yeah, I don't really feel loved when I'm given vegetables, unless they're VeggieTales.
All right, yes. Boy, you're on a food theme this morning.
Oh, I love food. Food is one of the best ways to say I love you. Just give me food. Chocolate, licorice, Big Macs, French fries.
Okay, well, the V in our acronym is value. Show them that they have value to you, that they're important.
Yeah, just give them money. Just get your wallet out. Give $20 to every kid in your class, and they will feel valued.
Now, there's things you can do maybe much better than giving them out money. Celebrate them. You know, when every kid that comes in your classroom, if you just, like, went nuts and went, hey, Billy's here. Hey, everybody, look, Billy's here.
Man, Billy's like, what, it's just me. I'm just Billy.
But it makes them feel really excited. You can pick kids up and spin them around. You can give them high fives. You can tousle their hair. You know, just celebrate every child that comes in and act excited that they're there. It doesn't matter if there's 100 kids. You can announce every kid as they came in one Sunday and just act ecstatic like you just saw a celebrity come through the door.
Man, that would make them feel like a celebrity.
It really would. So find ways to value them.
Hey, Pastor Carl?
Yeah?
You know, I don't know what's the best way to do that?
Well, I tell you what, Gus. I like to imagine that some children's workers have given what I like to call the speech.
The speech.
Yeah, the speech is what I call an attitude of the heart that some grown-ups in children's ministry develop over time. Now, this isn't a speech that they actually give to the kids, although some have in the past. It's more a speech they give in their heart.
Okay, you're getting me curious here. What's the speech?
Well, the speech goes something like this. You know, I don't have to be here. There could be someone else teaching this class. I could be in an adult class right now.
Yeah, eating donuts, drinking coffee. I get the theme.
Yeah, sometimes we can get almost a martyr attitude where we feel like these kids don't appreciate or know, you know, that I don't have to be here, that I could be doing something else, that this may even be a volunteer position.
You know, I got news for those people.
What?
Kids are never going to appreciate that.
You're right. Kids not only are never going to appreciate that you are their teacher, but let me go as far as to say kids shouldn't have to appreciate you. In fact, from the world of a child, from the perspective of a child, there is absolutely nothing significant about the fact that you are their teacher.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is if it wasn't you, it would be someone else.
Oh,
you see, kids live in a world where there's always a grown-up up front. There's always a tall person telling them what to do.
That is so true. Everywhere we go, there's some grown-up bossing us around. Go there, do this, do that.
And they don't appreciate who that person is, because if it wasn't them, it would be someone else.
So how can a kid actually appreciate us or know that we value them?
It comes when we do things for them outside of that classroom experience.
Oh, see, there's supposed to be a grown-up there kind of in charge and directing, but outside of the program,
They don't expect to hear from you. That's right. If you really want kids to feel valued, your being there in the classroom doesn't do it. But when you call them during the week to check on them, to say that you hope that they're coming, or maybe to ask them to bring something to enhance your lesson, suddenly they become valuable. Or maybe when you send them an email during the week with a joke or something, or just to tell them that you like them. That's right, because most grown-ups don't have time for kids during the week. They only have time for kids when they're up front teaching them. Oh, so if you were to send them like a birthday card on their birthday. That's right. In fact, there's information on Kidology about how to send a birthday packet to every kid in your ministry. Or how about visiting them? That's right. Very few teachers or children's pastors take the time to actually visit kids in their home. And the things you can learn when you go into the home and see the home environment and see the things the kids have up on the wall, like the poster, you know, of the guy with the chainsaw. Yes, that might tell you that kid's got issues, right? Then, in fact, there's a series of articles on Kidology in the Article Zone that talk about getting into the home, using the mail, using one of them's called Getting Into the Home, about how to use home visits. Man, I would feel so important if my teacher called me or emailed me or sent me something during the week. Wow, I must be like really important to them. All right, so learning about them, observing them, showing them that you value them by not just teaching them, but reaching into their life in outside the classroom times. Okay, last one, letter E. All right, the letter E is eat pizza with them. Eat pizza with them. Oh, yeah. If you eat pizza with me, then I know that we are close. Pizza is just one of those bonding things. Okay, yes. Well, eating pizza with someone definitely would make them feel loved. But the E is to encourage them. Man, that is so important. It really is. You know how many kids don't like themselves? Or they get talked down by kids at school. They might even get talked down by their parents. They just think they're not smart enough or strong enough or attractive enough or good enough at anything. Kids need encouragement. Gus, I couldn't have said it better myself. Kids need encouragement. Look for ways to build kids up. You could even try and see, especially if you have a small classroom, if you couldn't say something encouraging to every child every week. Man, you know what? That one of the things that discourages me is when I mess up in church. That's right. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Gus. You know, one of the things that discourages kids is when they answer questions and they have the wrong answer. In fact, I remember once when I was in an inner city church setting, there was this cute little boy and I just loved him. And his name was Tyrone. And no matter what question I asked, he would raise his hand and I would ask him the question. And it didn't matter what Bible story, New Testament, Old Testament, whatever I asked, his answer was always the same. Moses! Man, some teacher must have really done a bang-up job teaching about Moses. That's right. This kid loved Moses, and whatever question I asked, his answer was always, Moses. And I felt so bad going, no, it wasn't Moses, it was David, or it was Jesus. And I was sharing this with a fellow children's minister one day, and he said to me, this was years ago, and it changed the way I asked questions. He said, Carl, you need to ask for guesses, not answers. Oh, because Moses could be a great guess. That's right. You see, what happened before I got that tip is one week I rigged it for Tyrone, and I asked a question, who did God give the Ten Commandments to? And when he raised his hand, I saw him hesitate, and he said, Jesus? Oh, no! He did. That's like playing the same lottery number every week, and the one week you finally change the number, it's the number I used to always play.
Yeah, not that we played a lottery.
No, I'm thinking hypothetically, rhetorically.
Okay, and I felt so bad that he had finally had the right answer, but he had changed the answer. And that's when I was sharing that story with a friend, and he said, ask for guesses. And boy, if I had known that, I could have always said, Moses is a great guess. He was a great man of God. God used him in some mighty ways, but I'm thinking of someone else. So ask for guesses so that whatever a child says, you can say, that's a great guess, and you can show that there's some value to that answer, but then redirect them toward what you actually were looking for to enhance your lesson.
In fact, I heard you do that this week.
Oh, that's right. When we were up at camp, and I was using another puppet.
What? You were using
like another puppet. Yes, I do have other puppets. And one of the puppets was sharing some things he was going to do. And one of them, he wouldn't actually say. Yeah, it was a practical joke. Yeah, I pretended that he had some practical joke that he was going to suggest that I do to all the counselors. And, of course, I wouldn't say what it was. And all week the kids were begging to know what this thing was that that the puppet was going to do to all the counselors. And I had this one kid say to me, I'll bet there never really was anything. I'll bet you just pretending there was something and there never even was anything and it just makes it exciting, us wondering what it is and there isn't even anything. Well, that's a sharp kid. You know what my answer to him was? You could be a camp speaker someday. Oh, how did he respond? You could just see him well up with pride and he goes, really? And I said, yeah, because you're on to me. Oh, man, that was cool. I bet he spent the rest of the day thinking about, wow, I wonder if I could be a camp speaker someday. So look for ways to build kids up and to encourage them. In fact, try to make yourself the best encounter of a kid's week. Words are so powerful. Yeah, you could actually be the person who says something to them that echoes in their ear for the rest of their week. In fact, maybe even for months or years to come. That's right. Encouraging words can have a huge effect. So if we want kids to feel loved, we give them licorice. No, we learn about them. We give them donuts. No, we observe them, their attitude, their stuff, how they're feeling. We don't give them vegetables. We value them. We celebrate every child, all right? And try to find ways to show we love them outside of the classroom setting. And last but not least, we eat pizza with them. No. We encourage them. Look for ways to build kids up, make them glad who they are, and then they will know that despite what others may think about them or say about them, they will know that you love them.
Well, those are some great tips. I can't wait till the next podcast.
All right, until then, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, adios.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Children's Ministry Podcast. Make sure to subscribe via iTunes so you never miss any Children's Ministry insights from Carl and Gus. Make sure you take time to check out Carl's site, kidology.org. It's jam-packed with ministry ideas and insights from children's ministry leaders all over the world. As a bonus for listening to the podcast, enter discount code WKDB and get a free extra month when you join Carl's site. Until next time, see you on kidology.org.